And now, the Goldberg. You know, when Molly Goldberg gets an inch head start, she can beat you by a mile. That's the way your mind runs. But right now, Molly hasn't been able to break through Margaret Ray's veneer of sophistication or her intense hatred of her former husband. You know, Molly has an ingenious plan that well might bring not only personal happiness to all concerned, but will even aid the thousands who suffered from Ray's misdeeds. But in the hotel room at Lastonbury, Molly gets ready to leave. She hasn't been able to get that imp that can start her off. And meanwhile, in the Goldberg house, a revolt is brewing. Listen.
What time is it?
I told you, Papa Doll.
Don't Papa Doll at me and tell me again.
Mom will be home soon, Pa.
She has sufficient time to be home since I told her.
But maybe she's walking, Pa.
Walking or riding. She should be here.
Well, if she isn't here in a few minutes, we'll walk over and meet her.
All right, Pa?
Get me some water.
You want some tea?
Papa said water.
And I asked him if he wanted tea. Do you mind?
Quiet. That's her fault, huh?
It's fault, Pa.
Sit down, Pa, please. You're acting like a child, too.
What's that?
You're acting like a child, too. Is this something new? You should be used to all this by now. This isn't the first time Mama's interfering.
What do you mean, interfering?
Sammy is talking. Let him talk.
Well, what Mama's trying to do is not interfering.
What do you call it?
I call it trying to help. And what's wrong with that?
Everything. Help people that want to be helped. Not people that don't want to be helped.
No, I'll say help people who need help. But the people that need help most are those that think that they don't need it. And anybody with any
sense,
and anybody with any courage, and anybody with any sense in human nature knows that.
Are you through?
No, I'm not through.
Oh, well, continue, please.
Yes, I will.
Well, what are you going to say? Come on, say it.
It's easy to help people who know what they want. All you have to do is ask it. But when people think they're right and then they're wrong, then decent people try to help them no matter what. And that's what Mommy's doing.
Beautiful. What help does Mrs. Wayne need? What help does Mr. Wayne need? What help does Oriane need?
I'm the one that needs help. Nobody else.
The trouble around here is that nobody appreciates Mama.
Nobody is saying anything about Mama as a mama.
Everybody can be a mother. Or everybody can love their own. But it takes an unusual person
to be a mother to the world.
Yes.
That's enough.
Yes, it's enough. You're afraid to hear the truth because you know you're wrong.
Would there be an end to that?
You just want to hide your head in the phone and let the whole world exist if it didn't count.
When you finish with the last one, call me.
You want a soapbox?
No, I don't need one to tell you what I think. You want to wrap yourself up in a cocoon and hide from reality. You're afraid of life, but Mama isn't afraid of life. She's not afraid to face the troubles in the world and do something about
it. This one is just the way that there's the troubles of the world.
That's just it. She'd like to talk about big things because you don't have to do anything about big things. And you don't want to talk about small things because you might be able to help, and that would be too much trouble. I'm ashamed of you, Sammy, and I'm ashamed that you're my brother.
Mama.
What's the use of calling Mama again? Why don't you trust her? Why don't you have the faith in her that a wife needs in order to be a good mother and a real friend to her children in the world?
Now stop it, Rosie.
I won't
now stop it.
That's enough. Help, Mama.
I'm holding
on to
you.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about ideas
and all. Molly number two.
That's how you feel, Mrs. Ray, then I'll go.
That's how I feel, and that's the way things are. You don't know Mr. Ray the way I do. I was married to him. You're thinking of the poor unfortunate man who went to prison. The poor man who came out of prison to start a new life. But that's not the truth, yeah.
The only true story I know is this, yes, Mrs. Ray, that thousands of people trusted Mr. Ray. He ruined them, and if he paid them back to all the desires.
If he paid them back. Why, if he had the money, he wouldn't. He doesn't care about them. He cares about himself.
He would pay them back. I know, but
I won't pay them safe.
So.
No, it was safe to say, because he doesn't have the money.
But you have.
It's mine. And I intend to keep it.
But if you don't want him to marry Oriane,
I don't.
Well, then maybe if you stuck with him. If I paid back the people that she hates her, will you
give up Oriane and marry me?
Yes.
He wouldn't give up Oriane, and I wouldn't marry him. The whole thing is too ridiculous for words, Mrs. Davis. You're very naive.
Yes. Maybe. Funny. I always thought that people knew what was best for themselves. Yes. I see I'm wrong.
They do know. I know what's best for myself. Pardon me. Hello?
Hello? Is
Mrs. Goldberg still there?
Yes, sir, just a minute. It's for you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, come in. Thank you very much. Hello?
Molly?
Yes, dear?
Where are you?
I'm here.
I think you're here.
Yes, I'm coming back up, please. No. Yes, dear.
Yes.
Yes, darling. I understand.
Goodbye. And I'm
busting the bus. Do so. Bye. Well, I think I'll go, Mrs. Vera. I'm sorry you can't see the wisdom of my idea.
No, if it was only wisdom in it, I'd see it. But you're asking me to better myself, to help my former husband's country. And in return for that, I'm to have the honor of getting him back and beginning a life together with him. Is that what he said?
No, but if you would say...
No. He wants to marry this Orion. That's all he wants.
Mrs. Ray, you'll pardon me. You're not trying to find the right way out of your past, Mrs. Ray.
There is no way out. It's locked. All the roads have been closed off. He closed them with his bristle ambition and selfishness. He ruined me, my life, my hope. I wish I could do the same thing completely for him. Pardon me. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, one moment. It's for you again, Mrs. Davis.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm sorry for coming to mind.
Oh, it's not all right.
Hello? Yes, dear? I am, dear? All right, I will be home directly, dear. Yes. Did you make tea for Papa? I will want tea. For that water. Bye, dear. Well, I'll be going, Mrs. Ray.
My car.
You don't have to bother. You don't have to bother. You don't think that you could reconsider my idea. The only thing you would have to give up is your money. I mean, if you paid back all these people, I mean, it would be a chance for you to do something you left undone, then it was your duty to do it if you excuse me.
My husband's lack of effort is not my doing. It's his own nature. These people didn't ask me, they didn't trust me. He was the one. I don't care about them. My life is bounded north, south, east, and west by one thing, by every way. I want him to reach the poor, lost, full measure of the unhappiness he brought into my life. I'm not interested in another thing in the world. That telephone again. Hello?
Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Wayne. Send him up.
Mr. Wayne?
Yes.
Then I think I'll be going.
No, I want you to stay. Why should you do? He's coming here because you're here.
But he...
Please do stay. I listen to you. He asked me to listen to you. Now you stay and tell him. Perhaps you think I've exaggerated my feelings, that I'm wrong or foolish. But you don't know what our life was together. There was only one thing on his mind, success, ambition, and presence. He wanted to be the most important, the most admired, the most respected man in the world. And he didn't care what he did to achieve it. And I had to live with him then, knowing that he married me as one of the steps in his career. Well, I finished his career the day he went to prison. And if I can help it, he'll never have another.
Perhaps I should better go.
Come in, Edward. Come in.
Mr. Ray, I've
come here, Margaret, to make something so clear that you'll never forget it again. I've spoken to you more than once about it. Even Mrs. Goldberg doesn't seem to understand what I mean.
About what, Edward?
I'm going to marry Orianne Leland. She wants to marry me, and I want to marry her. Our reasons are our own, but they're very usual. That's one thing. Secondly, I know how your jealousy and anger brought you here. I know how much you would like me to be unhappy and miserable all my life. because I made the unhappy and miserable error of marrying you. And now you know how much it means to me to marry Oriane, and so you want to prevent it. You've even gone to the point of trying to bribe me to do it.
Bribe
you? Mrs. Goldberg said you'd pay back the people who once invested in my company.
But
Well, let me tell you something. You can't bribe me because I don't care about them. I paid for what I did. I paid in things worth more than money. In years, in prison, in silence and loneliness. I consider my mistakes paid up and closed. The books are closed. And from now on, I'm going to live for myself as if nothing had happened. And that means marrying Oriane. And don't forget it. You can't stop it. Either through threats or schemes or bribery. I hope you understand it also, Mrs. Dolph.
I think I'll go.
No. Don't say it. Sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes.
Tell me about your idea again. Perhaps I'll understand it better. Now?
And Molly can see that Margaret Way has seen how much Oriane does mean to her former husband. And now, nothing counts to Margaret except preventing that marriage. I wonder, will Molly try to take advantage of this bad motive for the good end she has in view? Could she? Yes, it's the Goldberg. Thank you.